Blog Talk Welcome. Radio.
Ooh, what do I do?
It's getting harder every day to try to make a living, cause the enemy has got us all walking in division. So we lying and we stealing, we robbing and we killing each other, and got the nerve to say that we sisters and brothers. Y'all, it never used to be like that back in the days. I guess it just reverts to the fact of how we were raised. But take a look around you, look at the scenario, see what's on your television and on your stereo. Every record I'm hearing is either talking about killing somebody or Maseratis and women shaking their bodies, or how they can make it rain with money and champagne. Airplanes and helicopters are slinging some cane. I'm just getting started with the subject, ain't finished yet. Look what Satan's doing to our children with this internet. Underage babies having babies cause they having sex. We should be victorious. How we got the victory with family members dabbling in witchcraft and wickery, crystal meth and ice, ecstasy and heroin. Unless we turn to Jesus, this is one battle we'll never win. Leaders in the church teaching the youth that it's okay to touch. Now I understand why my mama be praying so much. People in the closet getting bold and they coming out. Yo, we better get on the ball, cause time's running out.
What do you do with this confrontation? What do you do with this confrontation? With this confrontation.
Now, as we look at the condition of this world, it should remind us of all the things that Satan tries to do just to blind us. Teenagers looking for love, but all they finding is pain. So they go out in the street and get involved with the gang. Parents are going through changes and they losing their mind. We're in the last days and this is a sign of the times. Mothers fighting their daughters, fathers fighting their sons, in order to keep them from the streets and the drugs and the guns. People committing suicide because they tired of their life. Nobody told them about the Christ that had died for their life. Ashes turning to ashes and it's dust to dust. Verily, verily, revelation is coming to us. Leaders in ministry fornicating and walking in lust. Members are leaving the church cause they don't know who to trust. Kids watching cable television and it's tragic. Cartoon characters teaching them black magic, showing them how to call up spirits and cast spells, and they don't have a clue that they're so headed to hell. The clock's winding down, people, we need to pray. We're seeing more corruption and destruction every day. The harvest is plentiful, but there's only a few willing to do what Jesus has put us down here to do. See, life is just a death walk when you walk for the Lord, and the battle's only won by just being on one accord.
What do you do with this confrontation? What do you do with this confrontation? With this confrontation? With this confrontation? What do you do with this confrontation? What do you do?
Oh,
welcome to Commission Radio on Blog Talk Radio. I'm LaCora Bowen, and this is a talk show about where the Christian church is today in terms of relevancy, its effectiveness, its prophetic future, the emerging apostolic prophetic reformation, the missteps of the church, and its brightest moments. We will interview marketplace ministers, traditional ministers, and others, as well as teach the Word of God during this final dispensation. It is time out for a week, listless, and if we don't watch out, lifeless church. So let's stand up, pray up, and go up. You can reach us today at 646 if you'd like to call us and listen. I won't be able to let you comment because I'm not at a computer. I'm actually on my cell phone. But you can reach us today at 646-727-3668. And I apologize also because I'm on my cell phone. I cannot restrict the length of the intro song. I know that that's sort of a long song. I love that song, but I know that that's sort of a long intro. But what we want to talk about today is the deception regarding the rapture, the deception regarding the rapture. You know, secular humanism says that the book of Revelation is completed. However, they cannot tell us what the next step is in biblical history. In other words, they don't know the end from the beginning like God. Their interpretation, if believed, would keep us living and dying without a purpose, a climax, or a conclusion. They can't tell us when the church was gathered to heaven, and quite frankly, teaches that it is bad for Christians to have a heavenly perspective. They call it escapism. Have you all heard of that? That escapism ideology is what they label the church expectancy of the return of Jesus Christ is. And quite frankly, it makes it seem like we're evil if we are waiting in anticipation of the return of Christ and therefore being gathered. Secular humanism is on the rise and has now concocted the wild belief that atheists and agnostics will go to heaven because of their good works. Ephesians 2:9 clearly says that by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Now, we need to have good works because faith without works is dead, but that's not how we get to heaven. Jesus is the only way. Now, I care not whether they believe 1 second or 120 years, but they must believe if they're going to heaven. They must believe. In 2 Timothy 1:8, the Apostle Paul proclaims, "Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me, in his suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." So that is our heritage, amen? Go with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And we're going to start with verse 13 through 18. Verse 13 through 18 says this, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep." We're not going to go before those who are asleep. "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven and with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." And ministers of God, this is the best scripture that you can ever minister at a home going. Because I tell you what, when you start ministering that and the reality of that sinks into the hearts of those who have a loved one who's gone on before them, guess what? They know that there's going to be, what, a great gathering, a meeting in the air, praise God. Amen? But now a lot of people get caught up on the fact that we use the term rapture and it's saying in the Bible caught up. Well, rapture, one of the definitions of rapture in terms of our, the language today is actually caught up. I mean, they're synonymous with each other. At least they're used synonymously. So don't get thrown off by how that word is used other than to look at what we're actually talking about happening. We're going to meet Jesus in the air, whether you say rapture or caught up, it matters not to me. But in my heart, that's my prayer, that's my hope, and that's my expectation. Amen. Go with me to Matthew chapter, 24, Matthew 24. And verse 30 to 31, and it says, then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Can you imagine people will still be mourning at that point? If you're in that group, you should be falling down on your face and repenting right then, because, I believe God that there's still an opportunity. But they mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds of the earth, from one end of heaven to the other. He will gather his elect. He's going to gather us, and that's what we're talking about. You know, whether we're talking about rapturing, whether we're talking about being caught up, all I know is that at some point, if you're dead, you're gonna come up and you're gonna be caught up, and if you're alive, you're gonna be caught up. So that's what we're talking about, rapture. So don't get messed up thinking about the terminology and how people have tried to argue that point rather than the reality of what we're talking about happening. We're gonna be meeting Jesus in the air. Amen. So let's just say it that way. We're going to meet Jesus. He's going to bring us up. God is going to bring us up into the air. Now go with me to 1 Corinthians 12, 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 24. 1 second. And it says, but our presentable parts have no need, but God compose the body, having given greater honor to that which part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body. 1 second. Wait a minute, I think I'm in the wrong place. I'm way in the wrong place. Excuse me, I'm in 12. I think I wanted 14, 24. Let me double check. Actually, I want, that should be 15. Chapter 15, verse 24, I do believe. Okay, yes. 1 Corinthians 15, 24 says, then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom of God, the Father, when he puts an end to the rule and all authority and power. And for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that he will destroy will be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Now, when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, and God may be all in all. Amen. God may be all in all. So everything's going to be put subject to Jesus. And Jesus says that he's going to come back and we're going to be gathered in the air. Now go with me to 1 Corinthians. Go on down to 51, 53 in that same same chapter. And it says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Y'all see that? For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, or O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So we're going to have a big victory party, big victory party. Go with me to the book of Acts, chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, and that's going to be 9. Let's see, where are we? 9. Yep, there we are. And I want to read 9:11. Okay, it says here, now when he had spoken these things while they watched, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. We know that those were angelic beings, who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Then they left and returned to Jerusalem. Amen? I mean, back to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Actually, I'm 1:24. He says, he who calls you is faithful, who will also do it. You know, who has called us is faithful, and he has said that there's a time certain where we're going to be raptured up to meet him in heaven. Now, I don't know why, there's so much disbelief with respect to that. I mean, Jesus said it. So, I mean, you know, if he says something, it's what, yes and amen? That's the way it's supposed to be done, right? That's what I always thought, believed, and held dear. He said it. And when you go back to Revelations 22, he says, behold, I'm coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of the book of Revelations. And he says, behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give everyone according to his work. Now, you're going to get rewards according to your work, but you're not going to get into heaven because of your work, because your work is still a filthy rag in comparison to the gift that Jesus gave us in his blood on the cross. The only thing that could deliver us from sin was a blood sacrifice, and he became that blood sacrifice. So, but when you get to heaven, we are going to be rewarded according to our works. And then he says in verse 13, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And then in verse 16, he says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you of these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. I mean, he has told us throughout Revelations even that he's coming as a thief in the night. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. He's told us that. We're supposed to be on guard. We're supposed to be on alert. We're supposed to be ready. You know, and the thing about it is we're not going to be that if we keep listening to people tell us that, you know, there's something wrong with you if you're expecting the rapture or the call it up. I don't care what you call it. Either one of them works okay with me. All I want to do is say amen when he calls. I want to go up. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But do not allow anybody to talk you out of the expected return of the Lord Jesus Christ and the fact that we will be raptured. We will be caught up, if you will. We will be going to heaven. Amen? Don't let anybody destroy that hope and expectation in you. Don't let anybody tell them to show you in the Bible where they came up with that, if they come up with anything contrary to what we're talking about today. If they come up with anything contrary to that, tell them to show you in the Word of God. Tell them that you need to see it, that you want to hear it, that you want to read it, that you just want to meditate on it, that you want to meditate on it. Amen? Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We exalt you, O God. We lift you up, O Jesus. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, O God. We come before you, Lord God, repenting of all sins, sins of omission, sins of commission, sins of thoughts, and sins of deeds, O Lord. Father, we have an expectation of your return. Father, we have an expectation of being found worthy to be caught up, Lord God, or raptured, Lord God, to meet you in the air, Lord God. So we lay down every weight, Lord God, that so easily beset us, Lord God, every hidden sin that we hid from everybody else, Lord God, but never can be hidden from you. We repent of those, Lord God, and ask you to wash us. Then about so forth about Shunna with the forgiveness in your word, Lord God, according to your word that the blood of Jesus has washed us and cleansed us and make us free, Lord God. Father, let our hearts be truly repentant, Lord God, meaning that we change our hearts, our minds, and our direction towards sin, Lord God, and that we are looking forthright into your eyes, Lord God, as we're walking. Being transformed by your word into your own image, Lord God. Father, we just thank you and we bless you, Lord God, that you strengthen us, Lord God, that you strengthen us in your word, Lord God. That the Holy Spirit began to reveal more and more as this end time dynamic, Lord God, is heating up in the universe, Lord God. Father God, we thank you that the Holy Spirit will begin to release and reveal those deep hidden secrets in your word, Lord God, that would have been preserved for us for this season, oh God. Father God, thank you, let us be faithful carriers of that word, Lord God, that spiritual food, Lord God, that we, be able to part, to dispense it, Lord God, according to your will, Lord God, according to your desires, according to your timetable, Lord God. Father God, we bless Hadabo Soko, your church right now, Lord God. Father, there's a lot of there are a lot of attacks against your church right now, Lord God, through secular humanism, Lord God. It comes in very, sounds good, Lord, but it's very deceptive and very dangerous, Lord God, for your church during this hour, Lord God. I come up against the spirit of greed, Lord God, and idol worship of money, Lord God, and idol worship of ministers, Lord God, idol worship of self, Lord God, idol worship of anything, Lord God, that is not of you, Lord God. I bind it up in your church, Lord God, right now. I dry up the waters and the roots, Lord God. I cut the cords of strength of it. Tear down the brassly walls, gates, pillars, high towers of it, Lord God, after binding up the angels of Persia and Greece, Lord God, Taurus, Lord God, the powers, rulers of darkness, principalities, and spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies, Lord God. Head up, and send them to wherever Jesus would have them sent, forever long he would have them sent there. I plead your name, your blood, and your word, Jesus, is against them, and I seal it with your precious spirit of God. Father, I loose right now forward progression for your church, Lord God. I loose hardened spiritual soldiers, Lord God, not easily offended, Lord God, that will not break rank, Lord God, who are searching the true manner of your word right now, Lord God, who will set their faces like flint, Lord God, and preach your gospel against all opposition, oh God. I said even at the threat of life, death, Lord God, will not prostitute, Lord God, your word will not state anything false, Lord God, for worldly gain and treasures, Lord God. But we'll be true carriers of your word, Lord God, true carriers of your gospel, Lord God. So that this nation, Lord God, will turn around, Lord God. I'm still praying that there's time, Lord God. Half the time I don't, because sometimes I get so frustrated with it. But it's my desire, Lord God, that it be saved, that it be turned around, Lord God. That the time can stop, that the clock can stop, Lord God. Which is running down on time on us, Lord God. Father God, I bless you. Bless this. Blessed above Soko. I can't even do that, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I hear, Lord. I hear. I hear, Lord. I hear my spirit, Lord. In my spirit, oh God. If you're out there today and you don't know Jesus, all you need to know is that at the beginning, God created man perfectly. But Adam in the Garden of Eden, the first man sinned. He did something that God told him not to do. And what it did was that it thrust every man, woman, and child born after that day into a sin cycle, a life and death sin cycle. Jesus, however, was the lamb slain on the foundation of the world, so it did not catch God off guard. God knew that Adam was going to sin, but he still created us because he knew that he had a perfect plan of redemption, and it was in Jesus the Christ who came and died as a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice for our sins. Jesus, a resurrected from the dead, and that's what he's going to do with us on this day certain in the future. He will come back, and he's going to resurrect those who are already dead, and those of us who remain, we will be caught up in the air with him. All you have to do is, I don't care if you're born again, you need to repent, and if you're not born again, all you need to do is to confess your sins and repent in your heart, and God will forgive you of your sins. So I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Jeffrey Dahmer, eight people, but he got born again in prison. And I can guarantee you that I'm going to see Jeffrey unless he recanted that salvation. I will see Jeffrey in heaven. So I don't care what you've done right now. Stretch your hands toward heaven. Say, Father, I repent of all of my sins of omission, my sins of commission, my sins of thought, my sins of deed. Now, according to your word, Lord God, if I repent, of my sins, that you're faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. So, Father, I thank you that I now stand before you clean. I believe in my heart, God, that you raised Jesus from the dead. So thank you for coming into my life, God, and saving, throwing me if you're repenting. So, Father God, I bless each and every one who's heard this prayer. Holy Spirit, send them to a place where they can be fed, Lord God, and nourished in your word and protected, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for being with us. If you'd like to support this ministry, you can go to PayPal and type in www.commissionedmktg@aol.com. We certainly would appreciate it. God bless you. Okay, baby. I'm gonna feed you. You a good girl.
Is it really that they're naked? I think, or if they're like this?